Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWIFT MUD, spokesperson Corey Cutler says even though Pinellas and Pasco County's general tax fund will increase, residents may see a decrease in their water tax.
But what they'll see is there won't be a Pinellas and Clove River Basin ice line on their tax bill this year. So overall, their budget's going to decrease. They're going to see a decrease in what they pay to the district. So most people think that's a good thing because it's reduction in taxes. But it also means a reduction in the dollars available to fund projects that we cooperatively fund with.
And that wasn't the only water issue commissioners dove into at this morning's public hearing in Clearwater. Commissioner Neil Brickfield asked about possibly returning Lake Tarpon, considered the jewel of Pinellas County, to its original brackish state. He says it costs the county tens of millions of dollars to keep it a freshwater lake. Commissioners also approved $1.3 million in funds towards the restoration of Lake Seminole. Chair Susan Ledvalla says a lot of the issue has to do with runoff.
You fertilize your lawn on Saturday afternoon, and it rains on Sunday, and it all washes into the either the stormwater system or the body of water that you might live on, whether it's a lake, a stream, or the Gulf of Mexico. And it's just real important that we educate our citizens about not doing that. Limit the fertilizer. Only use the fertilizer that you absolutely need. Use time-release fertilizers instead of the ones that you have to put on more often. And reduce the amount of cleanup that government is required to do.
Ledvalla adds Pinellas is the only county in the state that isn't affected by recent legislation on the sale of fertilization.
We were very fortunate last year in that our ordinance passed prior to the legislative session. It was actually the year before, and our local delegation was able to cut us out of the new legislation. So banning the summer ban on the sale of fertilizer is still in effect in Pinellas. No other county in the state can now implement that.
However, she adds EPA standards are even stricter than current county standards. Those standards are the subject of a congressional hearing in Orlando today. But water wasn't the only issue floating around today's meeting. Commissioners also brought up next year's Republican National Convention. Ledvalla is part of the host committee and says they are trying hard to represent the area positively when millions tune in to watch the convention next August.
There'll be thousands and thousands of people coming to the area to attend, but then there'll be millions of people who are watching on television. And it'll be an opportunity for the world, literally, to see our region and what a great place it is. And so we have to take advantage of that and get people to go, wow, that's where I'm going on vacation next year. Or, you know, I'm thinking of relocating my business. Maybe I'll go check that out. Never been to that area before. Let's go see what it's like.
Ledvalla says the committee is in the process of raising over $55 million for the convention, and the stage alone will cost $20 million. Ledvalla says none of it will be taxpayer-funded, but Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn has requested $50 million from the federal government for security. Ledvalla is also urging residents wanting to get involved in their local governments to volunteer. Currently, the county is in a special need of communications volunteers. To learn more, you can go online to pinellascounty.org and click on the link to the commission. For WMNF, I'm Sarah Curran in Clearwater.